I'm trying to say is, full stop, Tech Tides and Timberlines.
We've always defined ourselves by the ability to overcome the impossible.
We do have lots of brilliant solutions.
I agree.
No problem of human destiny is beyond human beings.
Let's do it.
Tech Tides and Timberlines.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
You're listening to Tech Tides and Timberlines. I'm your host, Quinn.
And I'm your other host, Jordy. And tonight, we're talking whales.
Whispers in the air, radio waves collide. Tech Tides and Timberlines, we take in that ride. Where nature and tech meet, in harmony they blend. On this frequency, we're gonna transcend.
Two, one, we are live. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Well, that was a good song. Hey, Quinn.
Hey, Jordy. Good to see you.
Yeah, you too, man. How's it going?
It's going pretty good. Pretty good.
I guess it's another episode of Tech Tides and Timberlines.
Yeah.
How many is that for us?
This is our third episode.
Well, it feels like years. Feels like I've been doing this for... Since I was little.
I feel like you have.
It's been a while.
You have some really good skills.
Well, thanks, Quinn.
A DJ on the radio.
I think you got some good skills, too. It's part of the reason I'm your friend.
Thanks, man.
You're a skilled individual.
I think that's why we're both friends.
It's probably why. We got skills. Chicks dig guys with skills.
Chicks dig guys with skills.
Sometimes. Chickens do. I mean, my chickens dig me because I feed them and water them and, you know, let them out, and they run around my yard.
I like chicken.
Well, anyway, so what are we talking about tonight? We're talking about whales.
We're talking about whales.
Yeah. We're talking about the sea.
The sea. We're going to listen to more wonderful music tonight.
Oh, yeah. Sea-themed music.
Sea-themed.
And we got some other stuff to talk about too, like geothermal and stories from the sea.
Yeah.
Yeah. So geothermal doesn't really kind of relate to the sea, but it's something I've been interested in. So I'm going to talk about it.
And we're just going to hang out. This is live.
Yeah, it's live. Like, if you came down to the radio station right now and looked in, I'd be here. So would Quinn. I'd be staring at you. We might have some weird, awkward exchanges.
Yeah.
So, just so you know.
Just like two weeks ago.
It was 2 weeks ago, that's right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I guess we're talking about whales. And, oh, Quinn, what is that in the parking lot? Man, we're inland. But I think I see a whale.
I think I hear a whale, too.
No, dude, that's just a big blue truck. Sorry. That's just Dave and his big blue truck. Sorry.
Dave. Hey, Dave.
Hey, Dave.
Big blue truck.
It's a beautiful blue truck you got there. Not a whale.
Almost convinced me that was a whale.
I thought it was a whale for a second there, to be honest. In any case, we're actually broadcasting from this train car on Cassia territory of the Gitnam clan, home of the Wet'suwet'en Nation. and 93.9 CSK Smithers Radio. And we're going to play some music for you guys.
Thanks for tuning in.
Thank you for tuning in. Enjoy this.
I should have found a way out, so that everyone could find a way out.
Hey, Quinn.
Hey, Jordy.
How do whales like their sandwiches?
I don't know.
On krill wheat bread.
Krill wheat bread?
That's what it said. It's terrible.
I got one that's pretty good here. Why did the whale cross the ocean?
I don't know.
To get to the other tide.
Oh God. Well, why don't whales use public transportation?
I don't know.
Because they can't fit in the bus's swimming lane.
Oh no.
Doesn't even make sense.
No. Where do you get these jokes?
I might have got it from the AI.
AI. I got another one for you.
Okay.
What did the ocean say to the whale?
What?
Nothing. It just waved.
Oh my God. Well, what do you call a pod of musical whales?
I don't know.
It's an orchestra.
I like that one.
Yeah, that's actually pretty good. It's not the worst.
Orchestra. Nice.
Why was the whale so good at school?
I don't know.
Because he was always on top of current events.
I think your jokes are getting better the deeper you get into this.
I'm going deeper into these whale jokes.
But it used to be. A modern ship and a modern crew with sonar scopes and exploding harpoons. A mechanical boat made out of steel. A floating machine built to kill the whales. Hooray, up she rises. Hooray, up she rises. Hooray, up she rises. Early in the morning. Of a whale shooting its spout and flashing its tail. Then he got a sailor's dream about cruising around on the salty sea, joining up with a fishing crew. Go out and get him a whale or two. Tell me, what kind of men are these that sail upon the salty seas? Up in the rigging in the afternoon, swabbing the deck and sharpening harpoons. Hooray, and up she rises. Hooray, and up she rises.
You ever seen that movie or that TV show Sequest DSV?
No, I've never heard of that.
It was like this show in the 90s. It was kind of like a spin-off of Star Trek, but like it was like a deep sea submersible vessel. And it was like they go on adventures to like, you know, underwater adventures. And there was like a talking dolphin. And they attached like the, and because they attached this like transmitter to its head, and it would relay what it was thinking, or maybe it was what it was speaking, into like human speech. So yeah, whales, AI, translation, conversation with whales is on the horizon.
That's so cool.
So you could have, I mean, scientists 3 weeks ago were having the world's first conversation with a humpback whale, apparently. Apparently, it was the first step towards communication with a non-human intelligence.
What? Wow.
Yeah, according to BBC, they are now actually finding out what they're saying. And what they're saying is wump or thop. Which, I don't know what that means, but apparently it's the conversation lasted 20 minutes.
Wump or throp?
Well, I guess that's what they say.
Yeah.
What does it mean? What does it translate to? I'm not sure. But apparently there was engaging in a quote-unquote conversation where I think what it is, they just play sounds at the whales, and then the whales like are like probably answering back like, what are you saying? What? Could you repeat yourself?
I don't understand you humans. Did they use recordings from other whales? Or was it made up calls?
Well, according to the R article, they're using low frequency sounds in order, because apparently that's what they do anyway in the wild, and they travel for long distances, but they also use like clicks and things like that for echolocation to see kind of around.
That's so cool. Wow.
Yeah, apparently their young babble very much like human infants, and different parts of the world have different regional dialects depending on which whale pod you're in. So one whale pod might not be able to speak to another whale pod, which was kind of the concern for the recently trapped orca whale in the lagoon.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that on the news.
Yeah, this is in BC, or is it a It was the lagoon near Zabalos. Apparently, it's northwest coast of Vancouver Island. So, have you ever heard of Zabalos, BC?
No, I haven't. I haven't at all.
Yeah, me neither. And I've lived here all my life. So, what does that say? So, it's not exactly a well-known community. Mm-hmm. By me, anyway. But apparently, this like baby orca was stranded in this lagoon after its mom had been beached, I guess, and she passed away, so that was very sad. But this calf was stuck in this lagoon for like a month, and they tried everything to get this thing out of there. But then I guess at high tide early in the morning, she just found a route out and was just like, yeah, I'm out. And they were concerned that if she found a pod, the pod wouldn't speak the language, but they think that that won't be a problem. So
Wow. And that young whale was there for over a month?
Yeah, at least a month.
Wow.
But apparently, according to this article, it says the researcher they spoke with said, I'm quite optimistic that she will connect with, if not extend her family, with another whale group. So there you go.
That's good news.
Yeah, that's good news. But interesting. But in any case, there's that, and then there's also the idea that we could eventually start talking to these things, and we could have actually told her how to get out instead of having her figure it out herself.
Wow.
So there you go. Apparently they were feeding her too, dumping like sea lion meat and stuff in there, like, and they started to try to use like recorded messages from her family to like try to drive her out.
Oh wow.
Kind of interesting. But I guess, yeah, in the end, nature found a way.
Yeah, for that young whale.
That's good.
The oceans of the world were the home of Big Blue. Was the greatest monster that the world ever knew, and the place that he loved best was the waters to the west. Around the blue Pacific he did roam. Big Blue moved alone, for a mighty blue was he. And the battles of the whales was an awesome sight to see. And he took them one by one, and he drove them all away. And the mating of the day was the king. Big Blue had 50 wives, and he sired 40 sons. Though most of them fell victim to the cruel harpoon guns, ah, but he was too much wise to get caught by the gunner's eyes. And so he lived at sea 100 years. Mouth was as large as a tunnel, so they say. His hide was thick as leather, and his eyes quick and small, and his back was all scarred by the times he got away. And he knew the smell of whalers, did Big Blue. Passed away to his natural decay. Beside the Arctic Circle as he traveled up that way, and there never was a man who was born with a gunner's hand. Whoever took a pan to Big Blue. Now the gray whale is a run, and the sperm is almost done. The Finbacks and the Greenland rights have all passed and gone. They've been taken by the men for the money they could spend. And the killing never ends, it just goes on. The oceans of the earth were the home of Big Blue. He was the greatest monster that the world ever knew. The place that he loved best was the waters to the west. Around the blue Pacific he did roam.
Jordy.
You know what episode it is?
Yeah, it's our third episode, isn't it?
Yeah, so Tech Tides and Timberlines 3, or TTT 3.
TTT 3.
That's crazy. T cubed. What's T3?
T cubed. No, we're on T3.
What's T3?
It
sounds like a bad Terminator. Like the third iteration of the Terminators.
Tetrahedron.
Hey Quinn.
Hey Jordy.
Do you like food that's crunchy and fresh?
I do like food that's crunchy and fresh.
Do you like to stick it to the man? And by the man, I mean your local grocery store with its high-priced foods and its ridiculous gouging?
Yes.
Well, here's your chance. Did you know that right in front of our train station, every Saturday morning, there is a farmer's market where you can get fresh, delicious produce without supporting those giant grocery store chains?
Wow, I did not know this.
Yeah, man. And in fact, they are a proud sponsor of CSEK. In fact, they stand out front, they sell their veggies, and they give us money. What could be better than that?
Fresh, crunchy veggies.
Deep in eyes, I can look beneath the surface. dirty guess what I did this weekend?
Did it involve the ocean?
It did involve the ocean.
Oh, man.
I went out to Prince Rupert for 3-4 days.
Prince Rupert?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, it was so cool.
See lots of birds?
Lots of birds. Saw quite a few eagles.
I believe it.
Bunch of seagulls.
Huh.
And some pigeons. I haven't seen pigeons in a long time.
That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, the eagles were pretty cool, though. At one point, I thought there was an eagle flying close by. And I heard this, like, ah! Ah! And I was like, that's definitely an eagle. And it was just a seagull.
Yeah, and they're brutal too. They'll just take your lunch. So don't get too, don't let them lure you into false senses of security while you're standing there with your sandwich. Because they'll come down and snatch it.
During the trip, I was thinking, man, where are these whales? I really want to see a whale. I stood out in the dock quite a few times. Thinking, oh, come on whales. And I didn't see any whales.
You didn't see any whales?
No.
I thought they were all over the place there. Well, I guess there's a lot of boats.
I hear there's a lot of boats, a lot of rain. Lots of rain in Rupert. It just kept raining.
Was it raining when you were there?
No.
You know, that's funny. That's
super
funny.
Sunny and nice.
That's funny. The last time that I went to Rupert, oh, actually, that's not true. It was raining. But, like, the last couple of times I went to Rupert, it was super nice and sunny. But I heard a rumor that there was a person who lived in Rupert because they had a rare skin condition where they couldn't actually get lots of sunlight. And apparently Rupert was one of, like, the least sunlight gotten places, like, around.
Really? I had no idea.
I think he was a vampire, probably. No, that's not nice. But he's definitely, like, had an allergy. So,
yeah,
interesting. I wonder how many vampires are in Rupert, though.
Oh, there's probably quite a few. If you go out during the day, it doesn't look like 15,000 people live there.
Huh. Interesting.
I couldn't believe it. Like, it was pretty quiet down there.
Well, if there's one place for vampires to live, I mean, that would be it, really.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah.
Do you think there's vampires that live under the water?
That'd be a good place to go.
Yeah.
They just, like, chill out in the Mariana Trench.
They just,
like, emerge.
Yeah, swim, like, deep enough into the water that it's dark and they're not affected by the sun.
Yeah, that makes sense. That's what I would do. It's like, yeah, like, if you want, like, why would Dracula need to take, a ship? You could just, like, literally walk on the bottom of the ocean to England. But he came to England, right? England.
Did you see that movie, the Dracula movie, the recent one that came out?
Oh yeah, it was good. It was pretty brutal though.
Yeah,
pretty bloody.
I think there's one or two jump scares in that movie. I was like, oh man.
Yeah, that's the. Oh, you're talking about the boat, the
yeah,
ship.
Yeah.
The boat that Dracula came over on.
Yeah.
And like, it's basically about the crew.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a zombie horror movie, That's kind of what it is, right?
That's what I felt too.
It's like creature horror. So it's like the last person to survive, like the creature on the boat, basically.
Yeah.
Right? it's like The Thing, or you know, any of those isolated kind of monster movies.
Oh, The Thing's a classic.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah,
that's actually our Christmas movie, The Thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we watch it every Christmas because it's like takes place in the Arctic, and it's like it actually was filmed. Where was it filmed? It was filmed. I feel like it was filmed close to here. Where was it filmed?
It's with the original, with Kurt Russell?
Yeah, with Kurt Russell. I'm gonna look it up on the internet right now. I think it was actually close to here. It was filmed. Stuart! It was filmed with Stuart!
That's sick.
Dude, like,
what?
So close to here.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, Stuart, BC. Huh.
Oh, that's
Hyder.
Awesome.
And Hyder, of course, because Hyder's right across the street from Stuart, right?
I had no idea.
Yeah, that's crazy. So there you go. It's not too far from here. So, yeah, we live in a according to John Carpenter, the Antarctica.
Well, they got away with it.
Yeah, it was good. And the follow-up to that, where they did like the prequel with the Norwegians.
The prequel?
Was crazy.
It's just as good as the first one.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, it's the same, same story, basically, same, right? Yeah. You know, same concept, but yeah, good stuff. How do we get onto that? I don't know. Anyway.
Scary stuff, ships, Prince
Rupert. Prince Rupert, yeah, sorry, I interrupted your story about Prince Rupert. So,
yeah, there was a, I did want to mention, I had a great time. It was a very wonderful time in Prince Rupert. But I ran into a fella that was talking about someone that is suggesting to seed forest fires with the old forest fire burns with drones. A topic that we have been talking about in episode 1.
No kidding.
Yeah, out in Kispiox. He brought it up, and I thought, wow, how relevant is that? You were just talking about that 2 episodes ago.
That's crazy. And that totally makes sense, because, like, honestly, if you can just fill up a drone and it just goes, like, man, you could just park on a logging road somewhere and just, like, fly it around.
Yeah, you could have a whole pickup truck full of seed, and you're just drone back and forth, back and forth.
Or like, you know, those military drones that can go for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of miles.
Whoa.
Just have, like, you know, it's about, you know, the size of whatever it is, and drop a whole payload of seed. That's wow.
Yeah, you could do a whole grid over, like, old fire burns or something.
Yeah, totally.
And just, yeah.
Just keep seeding them that way. Oh my gosh.
That's pretty cool.
That is super cool.
Yeah.
Huh.
Anyway, I'm off topic, but, Not so much.
Not so much.
Not so much. Anyway, I really wish I saw some whales.
Yeah. And on that note, let's do another whale song.
Catching light in your palm. The very image of the calm. Waters that feed into
have been listening to Tech Tides and Timberlines on your local community radio station, CICK 93.9 FM radio. Do you have anything to say, Quinn? Quinn is currently practicing his communications with... Oh, that's... You know what, Quinn? You better be careful with those clicks, man. They might be derogatory. You might just be, like, offending a whale. It's pretty good, though.
I was going for the Velociraptor click. Jurassic Park, man. They've proven, they've recorded the sound of a Velociraptor. And it sounds like this, a whale.
Are you saying that whales and Velociraptors are related? I thought they turned into birds, dude.
No, you're right. I think whales are more related to like a four-legged mammal.
Yeah, because aren't whales like?
They used to be four-legged.
Yeah, they walked onto land and went nope, and jumped back in the ocean.
Yeah, yeah. They thought we'll live longer in the ocean. Like, thanks.
This sucks here. I'm gonna try to start like holding my breath longer and longer in the water again, after I lost my gills.
Yeah.
Man.
It's like when you see a tadpole, it's a frog in reverse. So.
Oh yeah.
Imagine like the tadpole to frog. It just hit reverse.
I'm just like, no, going back. Gotta grow a tail again. Gotta go back in the water.
Get rid of those legs.
Damn. What was on land that just chased him right back, I wonder?
The Velociraptor.
Probably a Velociraptor. No. It was before then. It was like... No. Oh, you know what? I think I saw a recent nature documentary with Morgan Freeman narrating it, talking about it. Yeah, it was some like real bad, scary lizard that chased a bunch of them back into the water. And they're like, no, this thing's too big and disgusting. I'm going back. There's no way. And it was like, I don't know what period it was, but it was definitely like pre-Tyrannosaurus period.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a while ago. Anyway.
Anyway, thanks for listening in.
Thanks for listening. Have a good night.
by the radio, turning into the show. Tech ties and Timberlines, getting ready for the flow. With a funky beat and an ethereal sound, gonna take you on a journey. No need to look around. The episode starts up a tale from the sea, about a world with some tech as funky as can be. He's got headphones on his fins, jamming to the beat, dropping rhymes like waves. Can you feel the heat?